Dark Mirror, Chapter 8. Takanuva crouched behind a wall, a wounded Lesovic beside him. All around, elemental power bursts were flying, warriors were screaming, and a disaster beyond his imagination was taking place. It had all started out so well. Lesovic's band had made it close to the Colosseum before being spotted. As planned, Takanuva had used his newfound shadow powers to blind the guards. Pohatu followed with a massive fist of stone that cracked the walls of the huge structure. To the east, Makuta Teradax led Krika, Kojal, Taragaduma, and Takua into battle. At first, they made short work of the Matoran and Toa who guarded Tuyet's fortress. Then it all went wrong. A toa of iron appeared on the walls, and a hail of spikes spelled the end of Takua. Takanuva watched in sheer horror as his other self collapsed and died. Kojal fell next, his armor crushed by the Toa's power, and his essence incinerated by a Toa of plasma. Teradax was forced to pull back. Things were going no better for Lesovic's squad. Primal had run into Tahu at the eastern entrance and killed the Toa of fire, but the sudden appearance of Gali and a sphere of water around the Dark Hunter's head left him to drown on dry land. Toa Krakua hit Gali with a wave of solid sound, blasting apart her mask and armor. Pohatu cried out too late. Akmu had already dashed ahead and slain the fallen Toa of water. He didn't get to enjoy his triumph long. Kopaka flash rose Akmu, and a swipe from Anua's claws shattered the Matoran into little pieces of crystalline protodermis. Now it was no longer one battle, but a dozen separate ones being fought at once, the lines moving back and forth. Pohatu fought his way into the Colosseum, but found himself too evenly matched with Anua to make much progress. Lesovic fell with an ice dagger in his shoulder, but rallied to blow Kopaka off his post high atop the Colosseum. Takanuva winced as the toe of ice hit the ground and lay still. "Now," said Lesovic to Takanuva, "darkness will lead the way. Get in there and do what you have to." "What about you?" asked Takanuva. "We'll give them something to remember," said Lesovic. Takanuva took one last look around. Nuju was side by side with Guardian, keeping a toe of magnetism too off balance to use his powers. Teradax's forces had charged again. Krika used his vacuum power to absorb Lua's attacks until Teradax would summon a bolt of lightning, powerful enough to turn a toe to ashes. Darkness was already on the move, slipping through the cracks in the Colosseum walls. Takanuva used his shadow power to enlarge them and followed. Inside, the Colosseum was strangely silent. One would never know a battle raged outside its walls. A team of Toa rushed by on their way to join the fight. Steeling himself, Takanuva fired laser blasts at the ceiling, bringing the rubble down on top of them. He still found himself hoping he had only stunned them, not killed them. Together, Toa and Dark Hunter fought their way to their goal, the Hall of Masks. They had made it to the chamber door when darkness paused. He heard something. The next instant, the door exploded outward as a wall of water erupted from within, sweeping darkness away. Takanuva managed to grab hold of a doorway, holding on with all his might and holding his breath. Outside, Teradax's attack had met with success as Toa fell before him and Krika. Taragaduma had rallied Lesovic's group, although not before Nuju had been pulled into the archives by plant life gone wild. Guardian, too, fell, but took half a dozen Toa with him. Back in the Colosseum, the deluge had finally stopped. There, framed in the chamber door, stood Toa Tuyet, Nui Stone in one hand, Mask of Dimensional Gates in the other. "I know who you are," she said. "Or rather, I have guessed. You don't belong here." "Neither do you," said Takanuva. "You don't exist in my world. True Toa must have stood up and stopped you before you went too far." "In my world, I am much more competent," she replied. "How unfortunate for you." "All right, then," said Takanuva. "For Takua, for Lesovic, and for all the Toa and Matoran whose lives you have ruined, I strike. To be concluded."